State officials closed Utah Lake today due to health concerns from a large algal bloom. KUER's Nicole Nixon has more.
The Utah Department of Health is warning against using the lake for swimming, boating, and other types of recreation. Satellite images show an algal bloom stretching over a mile from Provo Bay to the state park harbor. Water samples taken earlier in the week showed toxin levels from the algae were three times the safe level. Jody Gardberg is an environmental project manager with the State Division of Water Quality. She says algal blooms aren't new to Utah Lake, which can provide the perfect growing conditions.
Algal blooms arise from hot temperatures, lots of nutrients in the water, and calm weather. They are dynamic. They pop up and then they dissipate.
The Utah County Health Department has issued advisories about toxic algal blooms before, but this is the first time the issue has led to closure of the entire lake. Algae toxins were suspected of killing a dog that swam and consumed water near the Linden Marina in 2014. Gardberg says the health department has already received reports of people feeling sick from the water. She says anyone who has been in the lake recently should watch for symptoms.
Abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, allergic reactions from skin contact. Please go see your health professional or your doctor.
Health officials have also advised against eating fish and boiling water from the lake. They say even though algae might not be visible, the water is dangerous and should be avoided until further notice. Nicole Nixon, KUER News.